This is Julie.
This is Jenna.
And we are the JJ Twins. We're actually just sisters.
So it's just a nickname. Welcome.
Okay, with us today, we are joined with Jason Horowitz. Jason is the founder of Eats With and his popular food blog page, Eats With Jason. Jason created Eats With to help food and beverage brands connect with their communities through social media. Welcome, Jason. We're so happy to have you.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into food blogging?
Okay, so I've always just loved going out to eat with friends, family, and I've always loved, like, just since I was even younger, just sharing memories and, like, connecting with an audience and just really, like, showing people, like, what I'm up to. And then as kind of social media just kind of, like, blew up, I saw, like, other people were doing it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I go out to eat all the time with friends. It's one of my favorite things. I love trying new restaurants. I love supporting local. I'm like, I just want to start documenting it. And, like, I kind of just, like, went with it, and I've always loved photography, and I just started doing it, and I'm like, this is really fun, and like, I became really passionate about it, and then like, I feel like when you're passionate about something, you just kind of continue with it and see where it rolls.
Absolutely. Okay, so how has the industry changed from now to when you started?
Sure. So I would say like when I started, like when I was in like even like high school and like college, just thinking back, I feel like it was so many like chain restaurants. And I just feel like over the last really 10 years since I graduated from the U of M, the food scene has just really exploded. I mean, now people consider Minneapolis as a foodie destination.
Oh, yeah.
There's all these like I mean, it really is a great food scene here. And like, there's all these top, you know, chefs here, James Beard award-winning chefs, finalists, you know, you have Ann Kim with Young Joni, you have Daniel Del Prado with Martina and Colita and his 10 restaurants.
We love Martina and Colita, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I love the vibes of all them. And then you have Gavin Kaysen, Spoon and Sable, and Mara. And I just think like, as all these chefs came here and started opening places and they just did well here and expanded, I think like, it's been cool because there's such a niche variety now, and like it's not just like your neighborhood bars and dive bars and breweries. It's really like upscale dining. It's like just there's something for everyone, I feel like now.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how long I have an off the cuff question.
You're good, yeah.
Okay. So this is super like random, just came to me, but would you ever dive into like the restaurant business yourself and like start your own restaurant in Minneapolis?
It's something I've thought about. I've worked so closely with business owners that I know how many moving pieces there are
and a lot of moving pieces.
It's a tough industry. And obviously with COVID, it got hit really hard. And I think I'm more interested in the marketing side of it. So I would say I'm never going to say never, but like, I would say I'm more interested in like supporting local from the marketing end and like really like through the power of social media management, like helping businesses evolve and tell their visual storytelling. And like, I love seeing like, there's so many great brands and then seeing it come to life through like the visual storytelling online is really cool.
Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. I love it when restaurants even kind of tease that, like what's it called? The aesthetic of the space and everything. Cause it is a whole part of the experience.
It really is.
And so when you started food blogging, was it mostly like back in the blogging days when you'd write about your experience, or was it specifically Instagram? Like, how has the evolution of your experience been?
Totally. Absolutely. Great question. I love that. So I would say like, I mean, I don't know exactly when Instagram started, but I feel like I started my page when like blogging and like influencing was becoming more of a thing. I mean, like, influencer is still like a new concept in our day and age.
100%.
Like in our parents, it was like my job would be like a food critic.
Okay.
So like, if you think about it, like they used to have like Starchby, they'd have like food critics.
Yeah, of course.
And so like, I would say like now with the evolution of the digital age, I would say that it's definitely like now the influencer era that we live in. And so I used to actually like my personal page turned into my food blogging page. So I had like a couple thousand followers, and I used to actually post a lot of like nature photos and just like photos mm-hmm. of my friends. And then like yeah. I started going out to eat more and doing the food blogging, but I've never had like a per se like blog that I wrote on. Like okay. a lot of people have like yeah. website blogs and travel blogs mm-hmm. and it really was heavy on social media. So it was really like, yeah. I love photography and I love like utilizing my creative eye. So I think like the visual aspect of Instagram is what initially allured me. Cause mm-hmm. you know, like Facebook and some of these other platforms, Twitter, they're not as photo heavy.
Yeah.
Whereas like,
oh yes.
Like the Instagram is the visual one.
Yeah.
And so I think because I've always loved photography mm-hmm. that I gravitated towards that and then like kind of just went that route. And I did go to school for like communications, writing. Like I've always yeah. had a strong suit. I mean, because, you know, I mean, social media, it's a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of coordinating, marketing. So like, I feel like you need to have a strong like reading, writing, like kind of grasp on things.
Yeah.
Because it's really just you're writing a lot of captions, you're telling mm-hmm. stories. And so I think it suited my strengths where I loved photography and writing. And so I thought about starting a blog, but I really just stuck with the route of trying to grow an audience online.
Yeah. And I think that first, for someone who when I do travel, I specifically will look at Instagrams. So like if mm-hmm. I'm going to like a city, I'll kind of maybe find someone who's like, I'll look at something that I know is popular and yep. then through the Explore or like their influencer post that.
Absolutely.
That's how I find most of the restaurants Absolutely. And everything that I want to go to. Yeah. So because it's all about the aesthetic and coming from people who, you know, we care about outfits. So like I want to wear a cute outfit yes. and go to a fun place.
Or like catching.
You go on the Instagram, like what is the vibe? Yes. And so yes. that's why these restaurants, it's so important for them mm-hmm. to have people in place that know what they're doing, running these accounts, mm-hmm. telling the visual story. Because it's like a lot of these platforms, like I'm not going on Yelp as much. When people yeah. go out no, to eat with their friends, no. like we're in North Loop, we're in Northeast, you're with your friends, you're like, where do I want to go out to eat? Let me look at Barla Grass's Instagram. Let me look at Martina's.
Oh, even for like a date too. Like yeah. make sure my right. outfit kind of vibes yeah. with where we're going.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
And yeah, so it's more like the vibe. Like yeah. what is the vibe I'm right. getting? What's the food, mm-hmm. the cocktails? Like you want it to showcase that.
Absolutely.
So kind of bring us through this process. Were you always kind of like food blogging full time? Or did yeah. you kind mm-hmm. of jump into it from something else?
Yeah, for sure. So I always have had like different professional jobs to quote unquote pay my bills and, you know,
of course, do my thing. Grind.
Exactly. The daily grind. Yeah, I've had like a lot of different customer service representative roles. Like I said, I went to the U for communication studies. I minored in mass comm. Okay. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people that don't know what they want to do, they're like, my major is comms. You know, it's like, yeah, yeah. I just like,
it's blanketing,
yeah, it's right? just like, 'cause it's like, it's broad. There's yeah, a lot you right. can do with it. I mean, I knew that my strong suit was communication. So I knew okay. I wanted to do something in that realm, mm-hmm. but I didn't have like a defined path. Like some of my friends that went to the U were like strategic comm. They wanted to do advertising
yeah,
or
sure.
PR or like, I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I knew I loved social media. I knew I loved like, so I basically like always had professional jobs and used my Eats with Jason
To
basically satisfy my creative outlet.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So I just felt limited at a lot of my jobs that I've had. Like it definitely suited my communication skills, my customer service. Like I was definitely able to, you know, thrive in the roles, but I would say what was missing was the creative outlet.
And the passion probably.
Oh, for sure.
And so like that's why I always used my Eats with Jason as my passion project and creative outlet until it turned into something more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of decipher that point when it's more?
Yeah. So
just like yeah. walk us through what that's like, what it feels like.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, like I said, I've always kind of like, you know, obviously in life you want stability and, mm-hmm. you know, you want to be able to like support yourself and your friends and family and, you know, relationships and the lifestyle that you want to live. And so I definitely like knew that like I needed to like keep my full-time jobs and just kind of see where it took me, you know, mm-hmm. with my salary job and, or with my, you know, passion project. And I worked for a restaurant hospitality group previous to me starting the agency. Cool. So I've definitely like, I've worked in real estate a little bit. I've had a lot of different marketing, social media management roles. Mm-hmm. And I did realize that food and bev is really where I thrive the most mm-hmm. as far as like, you know, there's a lot of different avenues you can be a social media Absolutely. Manager, yeah. lifestyle brands, like, but I really knew that food and bev was where I wanted to do just with my Eats with Jason is all mm-hmm. food and bev. And so it got to a point where I was like, all my friends like had always told me, like, just a lot of my friends, you know, I went to high school with at Hopkins. Mm-hmm. I went to the U of M. Like, a lot of my friends I've known, you know, 5 to 15 years. They've really seen since I started my account in 2017. So I've had it for a little over like about 6 years.
Oh my gosh. Can we just take a minute? Because yeah. 2017 felt like last week.
I know.
What?
Seriously.
Wait, what? That's insane.
I know.
6 years?
I know. I like don't even know who I was.
Wow.
I know.
Babies.
Seriously. I know. So yeah, I just have always like, I'm like, you know what? Like, I knew in the back of my head that like it, I mean, it definitely like what I tell people all the time is when you're passionate about something, the sky's the limit. And I put a ton of energy into growing organically my page, mm-hmm. hoping that maybe it would turn into my full-time job, yeah. or I would own a business or an mm-hmm. agency or something would come of it. And so my friends have always told me, like, the value you provide on your Eats with Jason, you're really, like, giving all these organic recommendations. Like, you're helping businesses. Like, people come up to me and they're like, I saw your page. Like, mm-hmm. I got recommendations of where to go out to eat in Minneapolis with my boyfriend or girlfriend. And, you know, that means the world to me that I'm impacting people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm like, I really want to continue to do this for a full-time job because it's definitely my passion. And I'm grateful that I found my niche. I feel like yeah. that's a feat in its own. Like,
yes. yeah,
I just, you know, a lot yeah. of people like kind of go through and they're like, I don't know what I want to do exactly. Or I don't know what my passion is. And like, I'm grateful that like I have this creative outlet and I mm-hmm. was like, I'm going to do this full-time. I'm going to make this work. And, so my first food and bev account that I ran, it's a coffee shop in Northeast. It's actually like a lifestyle brand. They have raw juices, acai bowls.
Oh, cool.
It's called Honor Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I've so heard of it's it, right yeah. next oh, to sure. Zakia Deli. Yeah. It's like on the way to like the quarry, you know, down mm-hmm. by in Northeast. And it's kind of by itself, but it's a really awesome brand. And the owner is Jared and Matt Pulling. They're two brothers that own it.
Okay.
And I actually met him at WeWork when I worked okay. there for a real estate company. And he was like, hey, you're Eats with Jason. Like, he kind of recognized me. And then mm-hmm. we connected over COVID okay. when I had lost that job.
Yeah.
And I was looking for like a social media management job.
Okay.
And so then I connected with Jared and he gave me the opportunity to run on his Instagram account, do the influencer marketing, take the photography. And so in seeing the success of that,
yeah.
really propelled me. Like, I need to like have, you know, own Absolutely. An agency someday. I need to have a business that I own that I can call my own. And I mean, I grew their Instagram following from 2,700 to 10,000 in over a year.
Wow.
And like a little,
oh my
I would
gosh.
Say, like, really,
wow.
yeah. I'd say
That's
like a little bit.
Huge.
I know. Like a little bit over a year. And like, it meant a lot. The work mm-hmm. that I was doing.
Yeah.
Really,
wow. That's incredible.
That is.
You gotta hit it hard.
Yeah.
yeah.
You gotta hit it hard. Yeah. And so just to see how well it organically worked, I mean, I helped Honor like grow like hundreds and thousands of dollars. Like they literally like
wow.
their business doubled in a year.
Oh my gosh.
From the work that I had done with the influencer marketing, with the photography, because Honor was in a spot where like a lot of people wow. did not know what they were.
Yeah,
and so they were in a good place where mm-hmm. like a business like that, that's a small business, like it really propelled them.
Of course.
You know, and so it was just so cool to see the work. And then when you know, I've always stayed in touch with Jared. He's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And when I was, you know, getting ready to leave the corporate job that I worked at, I was like, it gave me really good experience because at the restaurant group, I ran like 7 Instagram accounts. So I'm like,
oh, wow.
So I went from running just Honor and Eats with Jason to like 6 other accounts on top of mine. So,
wow. What's your screen time like?
Just yeah,
like,
I was, yeah. that's. Oh my god.
Don't ask. Like, don't ask. It's like a full-time job.
It is.
So you know how
yeah.
you're on, you know how you're on your computer for
is.
8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm on my phone for 8 hours and then you're also on your phone for social stuff.
Yeah.
So
right.
between the 8 hours I'm on my phone for social media and then keep oh in mind like phone calls with friends, texting.
Do you have to like force yourself to be like, okay, let me like search something for fun or like
yeah,
honestly, like because yeah. it's does it not start to feel like work? Like even our podcast stuff will feel like work. Like it's fun,
it's
but
it's fun and you want to do
feels
it
like
but
work.
Like yeah it's a it's different work. It's a totally
it's work,
different
yeah
because
yeah.
yeah. you've got like deadlines, stuff to hit, stuff to do, you have time carved out, like
yeah
yeah absolutely
it does yeah it's I definitely like I'd say like I mean, I don't know, on average, probably 10 to 12 hours. I mean, it's, you know.
But it's your job.
It's my job. It's my job. Just like people are on their computer for 8 hours.
People can have 8 hours and not have it be their job. So don't even feel bad about that.
Actually, no, they can't.
Hey, and at least I love what I do, right?
Yes. Yeah, right. Okay. So, wait, I do have another question on like that. So how has the Instagram algorithm, because that's been changing a lot over these last few years. And I feel like that, I think initially the algorithm really supported like the growth. And so how has the change of the Instagram algorithm adjusted growth and sales?
Totally. So, I mean, that's the thing about social media that's exciting is it's always evolving. So good like point. It doesn't always feel the same. Like as an influencer to grow organically, you need to adjust to the algorithm. You need to figure out like what's the niche, what's trending. And so I would say like, I mean, hashtag strategy is huge. And so is something that like I've really like put a lot of emphasis on. So of course, since I'm mostly posting food and bev stuff, they're very like food related, you know, like hashtag food, you know,
food for fun, foodie and foodie math.
Exactly. All that stuff. Right. Excuse me. Hashtag like food photography, food lover, you know, but I would say like, excuse me, being like tactful about what you're hashtagging really does matter because people are finding your work from hashtags.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
No, you're right. Yeah. I feel like we forget that all the time.
I'm not a big hashtagger. It's just like, you know, it's unnatural.
But you when you want to find something, you are.
I do. Yeah, I do
you
search
the You hashtag. Can search by hashtags, which is huge. And also just like, you have to do what's trendy, and people's attention span is also short.
It's so small, and it's getting even smaller.
Think about how many accounts people follow. You need to really captivate photos. And
in under 2 seconds.
Exactly. And what's my whole aesthetic of Eats with Jason is like bright, colorful, drool-worthy, eye-popping food. So when you look at my page, you know what you're getting, and a restaurant knows that they're getting the type of quality when they work with me. So I think that's what set me apart is like the detail orientedness and then just really like having that like eye popping page. And there are a lot of pages like that in other states, but I think here it's a very niche market.
It is.
And that's what I tell people. Like if I was a food blogger in LA, Chicago, I'd be one in 10,000.
Yeah, but of course.
It's a very small market here. Right. So I've gotten more recognition because of that.
And I would say you're definitely really good at that. And that's your artistic eye that's Thank natural you. With your eye for photography. It is.
You can't really teach someone to have a creative
no.
eye.
No, you can't.
Or be detail oriented. I've realized that in jobs. Like I used to shoot real estate photography. I had never done real estate. I had never, you know, it's like, but my boss is like, you know, you're very detail oriented and you'll pick it up.
Yeah.
So I think like certain qualities, like being detail oriented and being creative, having that eye, you can't really teach someone it. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah. Yes. That's it's no, really true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So influencing and blogging are very ambiguous to most. Can you walk us through an average day-to-day for you doing that as like full-time?
Sure. So like just kind of my process. And
what does an average day look like for you?
Sure. Well, every day is different, which I love. So since I own a social media marketing agency now, I would say my days are definitely structured a little bit different. When I had a full, you know, salary job, it's like I'm doing this more on the side project hustle. But my Eats with Jason is a part of my Eats with agency now. So like they really go hand in hand. Yeah. So it's more streamlined, I would say. But I mean, for my Eats with Jason, like I have, I would say on average 2 to 4 collaborations a week. So a huge part about growing an Instagram account and a following is the number one is consistency. You really, really need to be getting content out all the time to grow a brand. So, I mean, I try to post 5 to 6 to almost 7 times a week. And so in order to do that, you need to get content, you know? Yeah. So I want my page to feel organic. So some of it is paid partnerships. Some of it is just comp food and drinks. And some of it is just organic recommendations. So like, you know, places that I just want to go. Like
because it's new and fun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's new, fun, trendy. But like places like Young Joni, they don't like do influencer collaborations. They don't need the exposure.
Yeah.
But I love going there and it's beautiful content, all these nice places. Mm-hmm. So I still want to post about it, of course.
Yeah.
So I would say like balancing out like, okay, what are my what are my collaborations that I have? Like,
do you have like a daily schedule that you write?
I have
or
so
not really.
In my phone. I have so I do like all of the content planning for my clients as well as my Eats with Jason. Okay. So and I have like a whole like thing on my computer as well as in my phone, like what I'm posting on what day. So like I do content planning like 2 weeks out. So I like, because I mean, it's a lot of coordinating. Yeah, I mean, it really is. Like, in order to be a successful social media manager, you really need to be organized and you need to be detail oriented.
100%.
Or things really fall through the cracks. And so I think my skill set really suits this job. Mm-hmm. And, absolutely. You know, it's like I'm planning out content a couple weeks ahead of time. I'm like, okay, these are my collaborations I have this week. And it's just a lot of coordinating. You know, like businesses reach out to me.
Yeah.
I reach out to businesses. It kind of goes hand in hand. But then it's like, I have to coordinate with my schedule when it works.
Yeah.
When does it work for my friends to come and join me? Yeah. When does it work for the business? Like,
that's a lot.
People don't realize that when they're just like watching Netflix and scrolling on Instagram, like the food photos that you're seeing on my page, like you have no idea how much effort went into that.
Oh,
like
a lot. Probably.
It's just a lot of coordinating. It's a lot of execution. Yeah. It's editing. It's captions. It's writing.
It's like, getting the right angle, the lighting. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there's just a lot of moving pieces. Yeah. My friends that have been coming on these collaborations for years that have seen my page grow, they get it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very helpful. And I'm very grateful for all the support. I couldn't have done it with all my friends just being so supportive and having like that support system, because it is a lot. Like, it's just, there's a lot of moving pieces. You're sitting down in a restaurant, they're throwing food at you. You want to eat it while it's hot. You're talking to friends. Like,
you don't want to be get a like, picture.
Yeah, you don't want to be like rude to the waiters, but maybe you want a bigger, smaller plate.
Sorry, this doesn't look cute.
Or like, that table is like way better.
I'm always like, I want the one by the window.
We're not bloggers by any means, but we get it.
You get it. So every day looks different, but it's like content planning, it's editing photos, it's going on collaborations, it's scheduling, it's and I would say with the agency now, I've taken on clients with my business partner. So of course my client work is my top priority. I mean, they're like, you know, and everyone is a little bit different, but it's getting the content for them, you know, doing the planning, getting the influencers to come in, taking the photos. And, you know, we have like monthly meetings and, you know, results. Yeah. And so every week looks different, but it's basically like going on client meetings, doing client work, making reels, taking photos, coordinating. Yeah.
How do they figure out influencers that work for their brand?
So, that's a really good question. Yeah. So it kind of varies. I mean, obviously, as you know, there's a lot of different types of influencers. Mm-hmm. There's
fashion, food, fashion, lifestyle. Fitness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know it. Yeah. So there's a lot of different niche ones. And I think that's what worked honestly really well for Honor is in a year, I probably have like close to 100 influencers come in, like a couple a week, but not just foodies.
Okay.
Fitness, fashion, because lifestyle.
Coffee and Honor, that appeals to like a lot of different brands.
Juices, acai bowls. It's a health focused brand. It's Honor Your Day. What do you do in your day to like, you know, empower yourself? It's really about like being intentional in the morning and doing something for yourself to start your day. So I think it worked really well because every influencer has a niche audience. My audience is different than yours.
Yep.
Yours is very niche. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So when you get all these people to come and promote a brand, like I can't tell you how many people were like, I've seen Honor everywhere.
And that was the goal.
Truly, like you've seen the plant wall.
I know the words exactly. Even to the point where I was thinking about it, and I go to my friend's house. She just had a baby. She's like, "Have you been to that place, that Honor Coffee place?" I'm like, "I've seen it 100 times."
And that's what's funny about influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. People trust your audience, Jenna. People trust your audience, Julie. Yes. So when they see you going somewhere, they're like, "Oh, it must be cool."
Yeah.
Then their friends go. And then their friends, it really branches. And then you have all these people organically tagging.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very contagious.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal.
We're all what's funny is how you find out is how different the niche audiences are, but we're all the same. Like, we all want to be in that fun spot. We all want
to be. Well, it's like also Honor is close to the U of M. All these U of M girls. So we'd get like, of course we'd get fitness, fashion, foodie, but like we'd even get U of M girls that are on the cheerleading team, or you know, they have 6,000 followers, and then they're like, "Where is this place?"
Oh my gosh!
And then they're like, "Oh my god, I have to go where Monica's going."
Yeah, right.
I need a shot in front of the plant wall. You have to do like a, it's like a trendy like backdrop.
Oh, yeah. Well, green is really good for any sort of, as you know, photography. Like, it makes your eyes pop.
Great lighting.
It's a good backdrop for food. I can't tell you how many food I put in plants.
Oh, I bet. Honestly, something about green, it makes everyone look good.
It does.
Quite literally,
it
yeah.
It does. It does. Just like black makes everyone look fit.
Yes! No white pants. Yeah. Just kidding.
No, no. Okay, so what are your top three best restaurants yeah. in Minneapolis?
Okay.
How often do you get asked this?
Like, yeah. All the time. Yeah. Well, people are like, what is your favorite restaurant? It's like, I have definitely like a favorite, but like, what is the vibe you're looking for? Like, I'm really yeah. big on, like, so I ask people, what type of food are you looking for? What
absolutely.
Type of, like, okay. like, what will get me to come back to a restaurant right. is the vibe, the atmosphere, is the food, the drinks, mm-hmm. the cocktail program, the service, is everything consistent?
So let's put it this way. Which three restaurants yeah. match, like, your vibe?
Sure. First. So I love I love that. No, good. I love Young Joni.
Okay.
So I just, I love the yeah. vibe in there.
I really want to go to the back bar.
You have, but you've been to Young Joni.
No, actually, I haven't.
You've never been? Have you, Jenna? No.
We're, okay. I know. It's like the one place I haven't been.
Okay.
Our favorite vibe is Red Rabbit, for well, sure.
I wouldn't say vibe, but like restaurant food and vibe. Like, because it's we like you either the want vibe. The vibe 100%.
The North Loop one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You either want 100%
you're
vibe.
You're like, we don't go to
Saint Paul. Or like 100%. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Saint Paul. What? There's somewhere over the river.
Isn't Saint Paul like in Wisconsin? Like, what? No.
Who's driving to Saint Paul?
No. Sorry.
West side is yeah. best no, side.
I okay. Like Red Robin and like Josephina's.
Okay.
We
love. Yeah. Okay. I love Josephina.
Both have equal food to vibe. Because totally. Some places perfect. Have higher vibe, less food, but you don't want to leave hungry.
I know. Well, and sometimes you're like, the food's good. I'm like, the vibe is not right. I'm right. like, why isn't the music good? Mm-hmm. Why isn't it sexy?
The lighting
like,
is trash.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I think like just based on like Josephina, beautiful, bright, beautiful plants.
Yes, great
people love
food.
A bright space
yeah.
with yes. plants. And so to go back to your question, I'd say Young Joni, the back okay. bar is amazing. Okay. So I highly yeah. recommend
really
going.
Really high on my list.
The
like,
pizzas,
literally.
Like okay. everything. The cauliflower is so good. It's I love the food. And places that have a good vibe, the cocktail program needs to be there too.
Yep.
And like, you yes. know, like I love a fun, colorful drink, fruity, mm-hmm. like vodka, like it needs to have a good variety of everyone.
Yeah.
You yes. know, for everyone. So I'd say Young Joni. I love San Drusan. Have you been there? Have you
no, heard of that? I actually haven't either.
So it's in North Loop.
Yeah.
It's by like Cato no Mise.
I was just going to say yep. Cato no Mise. Yeah.
Yep. It's in the same building.
I literally was just telling someone to go to Cato.
Yep. San Drusan. Like, love the pizzas. Love just the vibe, the aesthetics. Like, the cocktails are amazing. So it's a Young Joni, San Drusan. I have so, like, how about top five?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We love restaurants. It's our favorite winter hobby is going out to eat.
Love, yes. I mean, what else is there to do?
I know. That's what I tell me.
Go out to eat, get fat, and hang out with friends.
Yes. Someone was like, that's a hobby. I'm like, 100%. What are you doing?
All there is to do. Like, what do you do in Minnesota? Watch TV and go out to eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I love Parlor Bar.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Best burger. Best
I love
burger.
That popcorn.
I love
best
it.
Burger.
I love yes. it so much.
And I have not been to the St. Paul one, the North Loop one. So I ooh. Love a good speakeasy vibe.
Yeah. Yes.
And I just went there last Friday with a friend. So, like, after a long work week, like, such relaxing vibes.
Yeah.
Great music. Amazing cocktails.
Espresso martinis always hit.
Love that. Yes. I love Moscow Mules, too. The espresso martini yeah. is good. Mm-hmm. And just that burger and the fries with the Swiss aioli. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss.
Like to die.
I just say it melts in your mouth. Yeah. It just like talk about like consistent. Like
every time.
Probably been there like 8 times this winter. Every time's been amazing. Oh, so Parlor, Young Joni, San Drusan. I love Martina.
Would love Martina.
Love it. I love Martina. Talk about a vibe.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Even when they had the plexis up, it was still a vibe.
Talk about a vibe. Love the vibe. I also really like Rosalia, which is like basically attached yeah. to it. Ooh. Which is yeah. a good, it's like right
I haven't
behind.
Been there since they opened it.
Okay. Yeah, it's right behind Martina. And it's the good vibes. Again, I love, so like I'd say my three favorite, like I love pizzas.
Okay.
I love burgers, and I love like Asian Thai. Those are probably like my three like kind of favorite genres.
What do you think of Billy Sushi?
Love. You know what?
Yeah.
That honestly, no, should we just do top 10? No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
no,
yes!
Literally, I don't want to leave anyone out. Okay. Billy Sushi.
Okay, wait. How
I was
many,
there last night.
How many oh, are we? How many we, are we at?
This is 6. But okay. We love okay, Sushi Fix, too.
This is 6. Okay.
Which is like OG Billy. I feel
yeah,
like.
Give me so the gyoza. Give me the espresso martini.
Every
all of it.
Everything.
All of it.
He actually recently sold it.
I know.
He sold it. Yeah.
But it's still, okay. still the original. They haven't changed anything.
Still the OG. Exactly.
They haven't changed anything.
Okay. So Young Joni, San Drusan, Parlor, Martina, Rosalia, Billy's Sushi. I love Bar La Grassa.
Love it. I love Bar La Grassa so much. You literally cannot order. Nothing is bad on the menu.
Just like, put me on a blindfold. The gnocchi there is so good.
Like the vibe. And Isaac Becker is the owner. Like, honestly, all of his restaurants I would consider like Bar La Grassa, Snack Bar.
Oh, I love it. That's my favorite. Second favorite.
Snack Bar is huge.
The best espresso martini.
Huge for PDA.
Oh my gosh. The people watching. The things people do at that bar stool.
Oh, the bar stools even.
We got in the booth.
People will be all over each other.
We were in the stool action. It was like a dinner show. I kid you not.
Where did we go?
We want to go back just for the people
watching. I'm getting a free reality show right now.
It was awesome.
Girls night.
Just get somebody invited all these couples.
Oh my gosh, I know. And it was just us.
Yeah, like I feel left out.
I know.
Like we're just drinking our cocktails. Should we just be a couple now?
Yeah.
I can't.
It was so great vibes.
I love it. And then the other ones, so it's Bar La Grassa, Snack Bar, and 112 Eatery. They're all owned by the same. 112 Eatery is like one of the OG ones too. Mm-hmm. They're very 112 is more of an intimate spot. Yeah. Very like cool date night. Like I just went there like with my business partner, just like catch up with a friend. Like love the vibes of all these places.
I feel like 112 was like the beginning of the, like, I call them boutique restaurants.
Yeah.
I feel like they were kind of ahead of the trend.
Totally. I just think that they all have really good pizza, pasta, apps, shareables, cocktails. Vibes. Like, vibes are on point. They're all relaxing. So I'd say, like, those are definitely some of, like, my favorite ones. I mean, there's so many, honestly, great restaurants here.
Yeah.
But those ones stand out to me because of the vibes. The atmosphere and the consistency. Like, I've never had a bad experience at any of them. I've went with numerous groups of different friends, and it's always good vibes. So, like, I'm big on, like, consistency.
I would agree with that.
Because that's what's, like, why are you going to go back to a place? You're going to go back to Josefina because you love the space. You like the food.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
We would eat Josefina every day if we could.
We literally would.
What's your favorite, like, pizza or pasta there? What do you like?
Because
they changed their menu.
The salmon is not on the menu right now. So I'm kind of beefy about that.
You're like, I may have to find a new Wayzata spot.
So I used to live in Uptown, so got to know Minneapolis food scene. We now live out west near Wayzata, and I tell people this all the time. The Wayzata food scene is so underrated. I mean, everywhere. It's so good.
I tell people that all the time. So literally, I grew up near Ridgedale Mall, and so I went to Wayzata all the time. And to see the food scene there evolve, Sick Smith.
I'm incredible. Makanda. My favorite.
Makanda. Sixsmith. Josefina. Well, you have two Daniel Del Prado. You have Josefina and Makanda.
Grocer's Table.
Grocer's Table's good.
Cove. Yep.
Grocer's Table.
They're all good.
What's Gianni's?
Oh, and we just went to Benedict's.
Oh my God.
Benedict's. I need to die and be buried.
Benedict's
is so good.
And I just
one of my top brunch spots for sure.
I want to speak to the wait staff there. You guys are busting your butts and we can tell.
They're hustling those tables.
Shout out to Benedict. Ever since COVID, you're like, oh, that's weird. We got like five waitresses standing around.
Yeah.
And I'm a bartender in my off season. Thank you. So I can say this. but like, I felt like all of a sudden we walked into Benedict's and it was like if someone had an apron, they were literally doing four jobs.
They were flying around.
It was like, okay.
You're like, I respect the grind.
Yeah, I know. We had to share a table with people. They're like, do you mind to share a table? We're like, just done. Give us our food. We'll share a table.
Yeah.
And then they got the donuts. Obviously, we had to get the donuts.
You felt left out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love it. I actually, one of my favorite Asian spots, I actually went there tonight before I came here. It's called Jade Fountain.
Yes.
And it's in the same strip center as Baja House and Billy and Sushi.
Oh, it's Baja House too.
It's just nostalgic to me. I love a good Asian spot. It's very consistent. Mm-hmm. Really relaxing vibes there. Not as much for the atmosphere. Yeah. You go to like calm vibes.
Yeah.
Yes.
To chill.
Drink tea, have some like really good Asian food, and like it's just
It's like the Wayzata Bar and Grill for Asian food.
Right. I love about Minneapolis too. I mean, obviously we all know like people are like, oh, it's just like cold here. It's like there's an amazing restaurant scene. It's a very like music, art, cultural scene. And what I love is you can be in North Loop where all the great restaurants are. Yeah. And then you drive 15 minutes and you're in Wayzata and it's a different world.
Yeah.
Like I love
the pockets of the city.
Yeah. Like Excelsior.
Oh, gosh.
It's such a different vibe even from Wayzata.
Have you been to the Rebel Room in Excelsior?
So it's funny. I went to Coalition the other week with Jared, my business partner, and we loved it. And we actually walked down there to see it. I've never drank down there.
Have you been down there too?
I've been to Red Sox Rebellion once. Yeah.
Do it.
Is it good?
It's very
good.
Do
it. I had my birthday there and it's amazing. You can get, you can get like
the room, the private room.
The like downstairs. The back there, And like you just have to hit a minimum. It's so easy. You have like five people.
Love that.
Yeah, that would be so like the easy.
I gotta go back.
And
I,
it's really so good.
They have live music. I think Thursdays through Saturdays or something like that.
Yeah, it's cool that like you wouldn't even know it exists, and it's cool that there's like little pockets like that. Oh, you know. Have you guys been? You've been to Billy Sushi.
Yeah.
Have you been to Billy After Dark?
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
we love it.
I was at both last night. Like,
I feel like espresso martinis are so incredible.
Like, I just felt like I'm good.
Did you
night.
Get the one with the bird one as my favorite?
No, I haven't had that. Wait, wait. Is that the same bird one as the restaurant?
Yes. You've seen,
No, it's actually different.
So there's a swan one upstairs.
Okay.
There's a bird one. If you look at my Instagram, I have it. And then there's one that they light on fire.
I want to try that one.
It's just the presentation is amazing.
Well, my favorite is the candy really from the stranger is really good.
That's the upstairs one. Yeah. And then what that does, so like I cook a lot and that like creates the smokiness of the drink, like that burning, like it actually has a true purpose
for sure.
And it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love like if anytime you walk into a place and it's like no flash photography, do you instantly just not feel like a celebrity? I'm like,
I know.
It's like who's going to stand in front of me while I take a photo?
Did you see in the wings are cool? Back?
Oh my gosh.
No, they were like, I know. I took one with a flash. They're like, no flash.
We did
Oh my gosh, it's fine. Why are we here to take photos?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're paying expensive for these drinks.
Take my phone away. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yeah.
Honestly, let's just talk about how our generation has fully accepted that. It's like, yep, we'll pay for overpriced drinks and fun vibes. Gosh.
Everyone loves a good photo op. Yes. Everyone.
We were at, like, what was it?
Restoration? Even the haters.
Yeah.
Even the haters.
Like, you say you don't like it. We know you do.
But then when you post that picture, you're happy you have it.
Uh-huh. Right? Yes. You're like, oh, it looks good on your feed, doesn't it?
Literally. We were at Restoration Hardware the other day, and they were like, no pictures. And it was like,
oh my gosh, she wouldn't take a flash. We're taking a group picture.
Who put these chandeliers up if we're not supposed to take photos?
They're supposed to reflect the light, lady.
Oh my God. I love it.
I know. Even one of the girls was like, should we go walk around and get pictures? And we're like, absolutely. Yes.
And you're like, why not?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then we were leaving and I was like taking a mirror pic and literally one of the ladies was like, use this mirror. It's better.
Okay.
You're like, thanks for the reco.
But she's also like,
you're like, you know what I'm doing over here.
Thank you.
Oh, I love
it. Okay. So favorite pocket of food scene in Minneapolis?
Yes.
Like, so St. Paul kind of has their vibe. Like, Excelsior has their vibe.
So, I will say, I know we were kind of hating on it, but I do like... So, my favorite pocket in my area that I hang out with the most as far as collaborations, you know, going out to eat organically, doing my food page, coffee shops, going out, it's definitely North Loop. I mean, I was at Fragment today working. Yep. Tomorrow, I have a collab at 3Jack doing the golf simulator.
We love 3Jack.
Probably will end up at Cuzzy's. I love how everything is close together. And the thing is like, you go, there's a lot of nice restaurants out of town. You go out to eat and you're like, now what?
Should I go to North Loop? No, that's why you have a couple cocktails and then you just keep going.
I love Hewing Hotel. Yep. Like, I love, like, I love dive bars. I love, like, I mean,
bunkers.
Bunkers. Love it. I love Northeast. I love the Moose. 1029.
Oh, yeah. We love
Moose. Like, yes.
I just love, like, there's so many different fun vibes you can get.
It's so cool.
I will say, I know people are like, I don't go over the river. But I do really like St. Paul. And honestly, like, I love Grand Avenue. They have really good food on Grand Avenue. Also, there's a lot of really cute neighborhoods. Like, Mac Groveland is a really cute area. And some of the homes, like, if you drive on, like, West River Road and, like, on Summit, like, by St. Thomas,
Summit.
Some of those homes are beautiful.
I follow, like, a whole Instagram account that just
Summit. And then, like, visit St. Paul. And, it just, they're really, I honestly think, like, some of the neighborhoods of St. Paul are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just, it feels like Minneapolis is awesome, but some of the homes in the neighborhoods in St. Paul feel very cozy and just different. Like, the vibe is different. And one of the other areas of St. Paul that has a good food scene is Lower Town. It's kind of up and coming. By like CHS Field. It's a little bit further, you know, past downtown. And there's obviously a lot near XL Energy. You know, there's lots of different bars over there. But one of my favorite restaurants in St. Paul is St. Donette. It's a Tim Niver restaurant. It's just like a really good vibe. That's one of my favorite burgers. Parlor is definitely like my favorite.
Yes.
Matt's Bar for a good Juicy Lucy.
Oh my gosh,
So good. Just,
that's got good vibes too.
Good vibes.
I wouldn't stay there forever.
It's authentic.
It's authentic. I really feel like Minnesotans really like dive bars.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
We really love, think about it. Like, that's why Cuzzy's, it's the only one in North Loop.
Yeah, it's like our mom's favorite of the North Loop ones.
We call it the, my friends, we call it like the motherland. We're like, we're at the motherland. Like, And then Northeast obviously has a ton of like breweries and so does St. Paul. They have a lot of dive bars. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're, it's more about the people that you're with. If you're with people you want to be hanging out with, I just think dive bars are a very comfortable setting for a lot of people. Yeah,
because you can wear a sweatshirt and shorts.
Exactly.
No, or you can dress up.
And no one cares. Yeah. Yeah. But I would say my favorite pocket is North Loop. Just because like I can literally spend, like I've had days where like I spend from like 8 a.m. to like literally like the whole day. Or I'm working at a coffee shop. Also, my co-working space is brick and mortar.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I feel like, you know, it's a great space. Oh my gosh,
we love brick and mortar.
Yeah, it's a really great space to honestly film, to get content. Mm-hmm. And so it's, and I'm all about networking too. So like brick and mortar is where me and Jared definitely have like are a lot of like awesome, productive, you know, meetings. And they have a whole like room you can rent out there. And then we do like, you know, content there. And then I love working at coffee shops. Backstory, Fragment, that's where I was today. Mm-hmm. You know, there's tons of just great lunch spots, Crisp and Green, all these different like chains, as well as unique spots. Red Cow, Red Rabbit. Everything is there.
Yeah.
So I'd say North Loop for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So should we jump into the pros question?
Yes. I have one other question. Could you see yourself doing like national food blogging, like being invited to other cities?
Yeah. Ooh, like do like a Chicago moment. Do like a New York moment.
Chicago has such good food.
Such good food.
Yeah.
And also like I love dive bars. I love speakeasies. I also love tiki bars. Chicago has one of my favorite bars. It's called Three Dots and a Dash. And like you should look it up sometime on Instagram. Like talk about an Instagram page that really sells it. Like you've been to a tiki bar before, obviously. Like I just love the vibes and the drinks and it feels like you're in the jungle and tropical and you know, I'm all about that. And but so I have done some partnerships with others. So like I did a partnership with every major city has a tourism board. So like I was invited by Explore St. Louis, so like St. Louis, Missouri, and had never been. Super cool city. So I I basically like, you know, went to the Arch. I went to the City Museum. I did like all these tourism like stuff that's popular there. And then also went to a barbecue festival there and like sold the, like kind of just like promoted the food scene. So I definitely like, I love traveling and I have a couple upcoming. I'm going to Denver in a few weeks in Colorado and seeing a show at Red Rocks. I'm going to Austin at the end of May. So I mean, I definitely try to travel as much as I can. Yeah. And I always share my travels on my page as well. Mm-hmm. And then some of the collaborations that I do are national brands. Like I've worked with like some of the bigger ones. I've worked with Culver's. I've worked with Panera.
We love Culver's.
The Butter Burger.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Honestly,
we have one. We live one a mile away.
It's half a mile, actually.
Sometimes I eat a burger. I'm like, Culver's is better.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous. We've said that several times.
I'm like, I'm at a restaurant. I'm like, literally, the Butter Burger is better.
They need to bring back their sweet potato fries in the fall. Do you guys remember that when they had that like three winters ago?
No, the sweet potato fries.
They had sweet potato fries one winter. It was a fall special. And it was honestly incredible.
Oh my God.
We go weekly, honestly.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Especially
amazing.
When you're hungover, it hits.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, I bet it hits.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. But yeah, I could definitely see myself doing it like on a more national level. Also something that I just wanted to touch upon.
Yeah.
So you asked me earlier, like I don't have a blog, but I am actually probably in like the next couple weeks, hopefully by like April 13th, I think like we want to launch our first one. I am going to start a YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm really excited about
that.
The
plug.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yep. I'm like, I gotta like subscribe. Yeah. So it's me and Jared, my business partner, we're like, it just, there's a lot of outrageous moments that honestly happen during the week. And like, we both are big personalities. And like, I think people, you know, they know me as a food blogger and they know my professionalism. And like, obviously my friends know how I'm like, but I think like when people meet me, sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, like you're fun to hang out with. You're fun to like party and dance. I just don't think people always see the full picture because that's what's also helped me grow is like, just like being a big personality, like really like just like being like a powerhouse, like me and Hannah, like food and beverage. And like, I just think people sometimes don't see the personal side of you. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, you know, with the podcast, they're seeing you guys in a different light.
Absolutely.
And so I think that like, we're like, you know what? Like I go on 2 to 4 collaborations a week. Let's film them on when we're
see
at restaurants.
What it's like.
When me and Jared are having outrageous conversations in the car, when I'm out to eat with friends, when I'm when I'm boating on Lake Minnetonka. Just like there's so many opportunities, I think, to capture moments that like could make for good, like, and then also too, like people go to my page to get recommendations, but they're getting, I think what attracts me with the YouTube is it's more of like an unfiltered, like kind of look into someone's life. And mm-hmm. I think that like people would get like a deeper vision of like what it is like to hang out with Jason all week and what goes into all that. Like,
food blogging.
Like what I was saying.
Media marketing, yeah.
People see the photo when they're scrolling, but I think mm-hmm. they would really get an idea of like how much really goes into it. And yeah. like, it's not always as glamorous as it seems.
Yeah. No, honestly, it is so, so yeah. not.
Yeah. How often do people ask you, do you just go out to eat all the time?
I mean, yeah, people are like, do you ever cook? Do you ever eat at home? And my answer, I'm good at eating food out. No, but I mean, I go out to eat probably, I don't 5 to 6 times a week. I mean,
do you get
I definitely,
sick of it ever?
I do and I don't. I definitely obviously have meals at home and like mm-hmm. I always try to stay grounded too. I'm not a big cooker. I definitely like am more into like going out to eat. I think some of my friends just really don't cook. They just like to. I'm kind of like that, like where, you know, I don't know. I like takeout. I like going mm-hmm. out to eat. So I definitely like eat out more than I should. But even when I don't have like a collaboration, I look at it as an opportunity to get content. And that's what
absolutely.
I was saying, like
that's
consistency. It's like, even like, you know, I'm going out to brunch with a friend this weekend. It's like, it's not a collaboration, but like, I know it's going to be good content. So then it's like,
yes,
it's, and that's the thing. Even when I'm not like working, promoting, I still am.
Yeah.
Because I'm still, I'm like, oh, I'm by the window. Let me get good photos.
No, it's that's, like, you're like, honestly,
you're like, oh,
playing...
I'm wearing a cute outfit. Let me get more. Like, it's like the same thing. You know?
It's like playing the social media, like,
well, it's
kind of
hard because
all
it's a
time.
Job that never shuts off.
Well, social media never shuts off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I definitely go out to eat a lot. And I think there's enough variety mm-hmm. that depending on the vibe, like, if I want, like, I love Panera. I love, you know, Crisp and Green and Chipotle. Like, if I want just a quick vibe, we have that here.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. If I want like a trash Culver's burger, I'll get that. Yeah. You know, if I'm feeling it, I'll get a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, buy plug for Taco Bell.
Cheesy roll ups. Give me the whole thing.
I love
chicken
cheesy
quesadillas.
Rolls.
I
recently was telling a guy,
the chicken
I'm like,
quesadilla is so good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, do you get a Baja Blast though? And he was like, I don't know. Do you always? I'm like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I do.
Oh, why would you go and not?
There's no other place that sells it.
Why would I not?
Like, I love the Dorito Locos.
Yes. No, the ranch ones are like really good.
So good. They like stopped with those though. It's what? Not, there's no Cool Ranch anymore. It's only the nacho cheese.
Thank goodness. Because also, some too, of us only
you
like,
gotta branch. I do the one in Plymouth. They still have it.
Do they really? Yeah. Shit, I better go there after.
I may know.
Really, really quick thing, like side note that I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it's, I love Sprite. You know how it's either like Sprite or Sierra Mist?
Yeah.
So last time I went to Taco, like a week ago, Taco Bell, they were like, I'm like, I love like, you know, Sierra Mist. Cause I know it's, and they go, we have Starry. And I go, Starry.
What is that?
I go, excuse me. I go, come again. I go, Starry.
What is Starry?
And it's like lemon lime soda. He's like, oh, it's like the Walmart version. And I'm like,
okay, that is not regulation.
I'm like, excuse
me. That is regulation.
I'm like, Starry. I'm
no,
like,
sir.
I'm like, economy oh my gosh. You're a mist.
I have like worked at restaurants where you have to put the syrup
Julia,
in.
Julia, I was dying.
No, like, you literally, you have to put the syrup into the machine.
I'm like, my day is not going well. You don't have Sierra Mist?
These people are pouring that out of a 2-liter and you know it. And that is shocking.
Since when do we have economy brand pop? I just
they can't sell that like, in a syrup. So
is that what Shasta?
He knows, it's like Sierra Mist.
Isn't that Shasta? Is it Shasta?
I'm dying. Like Starry?
It's not the Dr. Pepper or the Mr. Pibb, it's the Mr. Pepper, and you're like,
Honestly, I had never heard Starry in my life, and I just had to tell you that.
I think they meant to say sorry.
I'm just picturing like,
imagine my face.
No, I'm picturing the Taco Bell workers being like, Anna, can I get a large Starry? And someone like grabbing like a, like just pouring out like a 2-liter. Exactly. Like, you got it, Kevin? Yeah, I got it. Like, exactly. That is scary.
I'm dying.
Oh my gosh, that is
is when you drive away because you're about to be kidnapped.
We all needed a good laugh.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Wow.
So
wow.
If you ever hear about Starry, you heard from me.
Just watch. It's going to be like the next coolest thing. Yeah. It'll be like, I love the stars. Yeah. Right? Like that Taco Bell was just like piloting it.
Oh my God. I love it.
The Gen Zs will make it cool and then we're all into it.
Right? Exactly.
Oh yes. My gosh. Literally. Okay. Okay.
So do we jump to the pros questions?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So these questions are supposed to show elements of your truest character.
They're a little revealing.
Okay. I'm ready.
So first, who is your favorite hero? This can be historical or fiction.
Oh, my favorite hero. Like, are we talking superhero?
Dead or alive? Anybody.
Dead or alive. Okay, wow.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. This is you guys. This is hard. Can you give me one little, like, what is one of yours? Just so I can, like.
Oh, wow. Put us on the spot. I don't know. Hmm.
Like someone that you look up to.
It can be. We've had people say family members.
You know what? I have an idea. Can it be an athlete? It can be anyone.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, anyone.
Okay, so I actually am. I'm very like Serena Williams is extremely admirable to me.
I love Serena Williams.
Like, so I played varsity tennis. Tennis is definitely my favorite sport.
Are you into pickleball?
I have not got as into it. I've played.
I'm really good.
Are you? Well, we're gonna. So I'm really good at racket sports, but like I love ping pong and I love badminton.
Ooh.
So
you're good at pickleball. Then you've got. I'm really good at badminton too.
That's but not since it's been such a like a big craze,
like a
you know.
I couldn't get a reservation. Honestly, like since when can you not get a pickleball?
We're trying to do a girls group, and we
can't. Okay, back to Serena Williams.
I just like she to me like embodies like just her work ethic, like her, like. She's just such a powerful person. And like, she's a prime example of like, she was dedicated from when she was young in Compton playing tennis with Venus and Richard was the coach. And
wow, they started in Compton.
Yeah, that's where that's where they grew up. And that's then cool. And then they moved to Palm Gardens, Florida. But like, she's very inspiring. I mean, she's obviously an incredible athlete, but like her perseverance and like she bounced back. She had a kid, you know, she was number one in the world. She's won, you know, 27 some grand slams. Like she's just, I've always loved watching her grow and she's also a businesswoman. She owns companies. She like she's just to
she
me like
11.
To me she just does it all and like she obviously sticks true to like tennis and I'm sure you had heard she actually retired but like and so I was like super sad about that just this last summer she Wimbledon or US Open one of them I think it was US Open was her last one but like growing up I've been watching her like my whole life and like I've just always been admired by her like dedication, her drive, her power, her like just everything.
Yeah. She's awesome. Actually, my tennis racket as a child was a Serena Williams.
Yeah, yes. It literally had like her picture on it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. So if you were to die and be reincarnated as a person or thing, what would it be?
Yeah.
Ooh, a person or a thing. What would it be?
Just the parlor burger. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
The parlor burger. You'd be consumed in 1 second.
Yeah, the parlor burger. Okay. Say it one more time. If I were to be dying.
If you were to die and be reincarnated as a person or thing, what would it be? So it could be an animal, a person, anything. What would you love to come back as?
My gosh. These are tough.
I know.
It's revealing.
Guys, these are really, really tough. What would I like to come back as? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like an animal that I'm like.
I think I would be a butterfly.
I think I'd be a dog.
A dog.
Or an eagle.
How about I would a cheetah?
Yes,
I get
like,
that.
I love that. Fierce. Like I'm ready to like pounce on my prey, and I'm ready to like knock these bitches out.
Yeah.
like any competition, like honey, ready to knock them out.
Okay,
I would say like a cheetah.
I love it.
Good. A cheetah.
I love it.
Come back and just like knock out all the prey.
Yeah, there you go.
Get back up and start conquering it.
Yeah absolutely.
Okay, so if you could live anywhere, where would it be? Like, this is money is no object.
US,
you can literally live anywhere.
Oh, that's super tough. I mean, there's so many. I've been fortunate. I've traveled a decent amount.
And it doesn't have to be somewhere you've been. It could be somewhere you've never been.
Somewhere I've never been to. I mean, so I'll tell you somewhere I've never been that I would live and then somewhere I have been. So I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. I feel like I could live there.
Yeah.
I feel like Hawaii.
Tiki Bar for sure.
Have you guys been or no?
No.
That's
it's like
definitely
next
like
family trip.
Definitely like my top like US like excuse me that I've never been to. So I'd say like I could definitely like live in Hawaii. As far as the I really like Colorado.
Yeah.
I could
we love Colorado.
excuse me, I could definitely live there. I mean, I just a lot of people move there from here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like kind of Minneapolis, but with mountains.
Yeah.
So I'd say Colorado I could definitely live in. Also, I've been to Italy. Italy's amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So Colorado, we'll say.
Okay.
In the U.S., just because I love nature and it's very therapeutic for me. And nature is amazing here, but I just think it's next level. I love national parks, like Rocky Mountain National Park, hiking, being near water. There's a great restaurant scene there. There's great brewery. Like, everything that we have here, they have in Denver, but a lot more nature.
Yeah.
So I could see myself being happier somewhere that, like, has a little bit more nature exploration to offer.
And it's, a milder climate.
It's not as seasonal either. Like, no, I feel like
they're winter sometimes. So it's seasonal. Like, I have one of my best friends from high school. She lives there and she's lived there for like 10 years. And she's like, sometimes, like, in the winter, they have like 60 degree days.
Yeah.
Or like, it's like cold and then it melts.
Exactly. You can wear like actually cute boots and they'll stay cute. You
know, your cute Ugg boots or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do you have a life motto? If so, what?
Yes, my life motto is, like, I've always tell this to people, and I'm very big on, like, you know, when I meet new people, it's really about how you treat people. And like, I would say, like, how I live my life is by the golden rule: treat others as you'd like to be treated.
I love that.
We were raised on that. Yeah, we love that.
And honestly, like, if you're raised like that and you're instilled in that, like, when you meet people that don't treat you how you want to be treated, you tell yourself, you know what, like, I'm only in control of my own actions.
Yes.
And this is a huge lesson I've learned. It's like, you can't control how other people act towards you or how they respond to certain situations, but you are in control of how you act. How you respond and how you act. So it's really like, treat others as you'd like to be treated. It's totally my, like, motto.
I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing. Good one. Okay. So now we've got just a few DM personal questions. Yeah. Okay, so what are your DMs like? Do people, like, slide in, and on what occasion?
So, lots of different – no, but so I would say, I mean, obviously, like, on a professional level, like, businesses reach out to me, like, hey, we're launching our new winter, spring, fall menu. We'd love to have you come in. Like, hey, it's a new restaurant.
Oh, my gosh, it's so fun.
It's super fun, yeah. And, you know, and then I'd say, like, you know, just – I mean, I send, like, my friends memes. Like, just, you know, just – it's a lot of, like – I'd say, like, it's, like, professional, like, businesses, like – reaching out to me, hey, we want to collaborate with you, like, different, you know, that opportunities, kind of, that kind of stuff. I'd say it's professional and friends. And, you know.
Okay. Do you get, like, a few romantic slide-ins?
Here and there. Here and there. But I'd say it's,
Do you like a romantic slide-in?
Yeah.
I will take it, sure.
I will take it. What is the most cringe DM you've ever had?
Think I've been doing this for so long, so it's like thinking in the vault is hard sometimes. I don't know. I just think, like, sometimes people, like, judge and don't know anything about you. And so I would say some of the cringe ones that I've gotten are, like, someone trying to judge me and knowing nothing about me.
That's weird.
Or, like, wondering
why would they take the time?
Yeah.
Well, it's people are really.
Yeah.
People are honestly, like, and especially during COVID.
True.
Like, of course. People had nothing better to do than the whole cancel culture or bring people down or all that stuff. So I would say, like, the most cringeworthy DM ones I've gotten are, like, kind of like cyberbullies. Like, just kind of people being kind of like,
No, I feel like that was definitely a thing with, like, COVID, you know, for sure. Yeah. I remember
influencers do deal with that,
like,
stuff.
A lot. Yeah. I remember, like, a lot of haters. People, if you were going out even during those times, like, we all had close friends it or whatever. Because you would get those
turkey. And
you would get those.
Out,
you know? Yeah, well, like, you would get those stuff in your inbox being like, why are you at a bar?
Or like,
and it
don't
was,
you care about
that outfit? Yeah. Isn't cute.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, you know, no, just saying, but you know what I'm saying? I just think, like, it's overall, like, my page is all about positivity. Mm-hmm. And, like, people ask me, do you do negative reviews? It's like, no, I don't, because my page is a safe space.
Why would you?
My page is a safe space. There's so much negativity in the world that I want people to come to my page and have it be, like, a safe space for people.
Yeah, of course.
And sure, like, sometimes I go out to eat and I don't like everything that I eat, but there's so much food that is at these restaurants that normally I can find a couple items to feature that I like.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Like, normally they're usually great, but I'd say the most cringeworthy is just, like, people being rude for no reason.
You know, you just have to feel bad for those people because you don't live in their
really
head.
Do. Well,
and I didn't like my best friend Alex of 16 years, like, I didn't realize this, and she's just helped me kind of in a lot of ways, like, think of things in a different perspective. Or, you know, your good friends, like, that's what they're there for, is to make you think of things in a different light.
Of course.
And give their perspective, which I value so much in my friendships. And you know, she's like, you know, Jason, like you are like, I know I'm a public figure and I've understood that more now. Like I have to be careful how I act, what I say. Like I always kind of have to be on like, you know, at Cuzzy's people are like, are you eats of Jason? You know, like it's like, even when I'm out drinking or you don't expect it, like you do have to kind of be on all the time. Yeah. And I think like something that I learned is just like, you know, you don't really know sometimes people's intentions and, you know, it's just, it's hard to sometimes understand where people are coming from that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And as being a public figure, you are putting like every influencer in the United States is putting themselves up for public scrutiny.
Yeah.
When you have a public food page, fashion page, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's the same as celebrities. How do you think they feel?
Mm-hmm,
like it in a sense, like in a localized way, like I've dealt with some of that. And I think like not like that bad, but you know, like everyone has an opinion.
Yeah.
And I think like, these influencers and I bet like more have dealt with it than you think. Mm-hmm. But like, of course, like I've just continued to persevere and do my thing. And I know what I'm doing is providing value. But when you are a public figure, you do put yourself out for public scrutiny, just like all these celebrities that like sometimes get harassed or they don't ever read the celebrity columns or any of their DMs or their comments or
some comments you have to choose to not read. Like we've learned that
because it brings down,
it messes with your head a little bit.
The TikTok trolls are the worst.
Okay, yeah, like the things that have been said about me on TikTok are so rude. But yeah,
you're like, so you get it. It's say like the most cringeworthy are people being rude for no reason.
No reason. And you're just
and you're kind of like, and I'm sure you guys have done, and you're kind of like,
what's the point?
This came out of left field. Like, did it really make you, did it really make your night feel that much better? Like is your day that bad to bring someone down?
Yeah.
And you don't even know me.
It's disappointing.
And it's so, like fake too. And just very weird. Yeah.
It's disappointing. It definitely gets in your head. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like, do people ever ask if you do negative food reviews? I actually think that's really interesting that people want.
I honestly would not even think about it.
Yeah, because there's some that because remember what I said before, there was food influencers, there was food critics.
Yeah.
And food critics were more like harsh.
Yeah.
And so I'm very authentic in like all the places that you see on my Eats with Jason, it's all very organic. It's all very authentic. Like, I never post stuff I don't like. I'm very big on being true to that and giving people honest recommendations. But, you know, I don't know. It's like people sometimes like negativity and like, I don't know. They like,
it makes sense.
There's this term I learned in communications and just like from the U, it's called if it bleeds, it leads. So like in the news, they report a lot of negative things. So if it bleeds, like if it's a death or a crime or this, like a lot of the news reports on the negative stuff because that's what's interesting to people. Not like Julie won an award.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so 100%.
So if you think about it, like, if it's – so sometimes people like getting a rise and people just like even on TikTok, they sometimes post kind of like negative or just kind of cringy stuff like because it's what's trending or whatever. But I think like people do like honest reviews and in, like I'm very lengthy in my captions. I definitely give honest reviews. But like again, I'm not going to be like I went to blah, blah, blah and the burger sucked. The pasta wasn't good. Like that's just not me.
No,
I just won't post it, and I'll find something like maybe a spinach and artichoke, like just
or maybe the cocktail was out of this world.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I know that makes sense to people when I explain it. I'm like, I get so much food when I go out with friends on these collaborations that like I can find something I like.
Yeah,
of course.
Like,
of course.
Come on.
Of course.
Like it's not like every dish is bad. And
well,
so
it's true. Like people. Someone could have a totally opposite opinion.
And that's
so, like,
the thing.
That's why I think it's interesting.
It's all
relative.
Yeah.
When I go to Josephina or you or your friends,
yes.
they may not like it, but you love it.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
So that's why I think Instagram's awesome for food stuff because you can see it and catch the vibe because that's like what you want to know.
Correct.
I literally know what you like.
I literally do that to like prep for a date. Like, what is the vibe? I get annoyed 100%. If restaurants actually don't have an Insta.
Well, you're like, do they not have a good social media manager? What's going
actually,
on here?
Actually, though, I've thought that.
Well, the thing is like if these business, I mean, that's where I provide the value.
Right.
Like, that's why I have clients. Like, if a lot of the, like these like owners sometimes like the owners the managers they're running it they have no social media experience.
Oh, of course,
so yeah,
because they can't like there's so many moving pieces in a business that it's like that sometimes falls to the wayside is social media, but it's so important to have a great page.
Yeah,
and these ones that don't, you need someone in place that knows what they're doing.
I know, and I do think there are like some restaurants I love that. Their Instagrams, I'm just like, oh, please.
It does.
I mean, like,
and that's the thing. And that's the thing. They, like, you go there, the food is great, the vibe's great. That's the thing, though. Instagram is all about visual storytelling. Yes. And when you go to Martina's, you go to Josefina's, you mm-hmm. go to Bar La Grasa's, you go to Spoon and Stables, exactly what's on their Instagram is the vibe, the food, the cocktails, the atmosphere, exactly 100%. What you expect to get when you go there.
Yes.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
But that takes time. You need a photographer. Uh-huh. You need a social media manager. You need like someone that knows what they're doing. Yes. Like there's a lot going on, you know.
Of some of these places just are, I don't know who's doing it, but I'm like, oh, I love you so much, but please fix that. Because it's hard to recommend it to places, to people, because they'll go to Instagram and they're like, I swear it's great. And their Instagram has like nothing of like what they are. Right. You know what I mean?
You get it.
So it's like, mm-hmm.
You guys aren't food vloggers, but you get it.
We get it. Oh, we love to eat.
Okay, so should we get into the red flags, green flags?
Yes. Okay, so this section, we'll just say it and you tell us if it's a red flag or a green flag.
Okay.
Like for you in like dating relationship wise. Okay. All right. So things between the two of you just feel easy. Red flag. Why is it so easy? No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. No, like it can go both ways. I don't know.
It could be a toxic honestly, easy.
Honestly, it can go both ways. I would say for me in my experience, I'd say it's a green flag.
I would 100%. Too.
I would say it's a green flag. Like when you're vibing and you're, mm-hmm. I'd say it's a green flag.
Right. Okay. So let's say you're on a date and they bring up like your Instagram account or like. It's like, let's say you meet them in the wild and you don't tell them about your career and they bring it up.
Yeah.
Again, both ways. I would say for me, it's a green flag because you can easily go on dates where they hardly ask you anything about your life. Like they show very little interest, and I've had that happen. So I'd say if someone is inquiring about my Instagram and they want me to tell like my story, like I've done mm-hmm. here tonight, like it does show that they care. Like sure, that's if they're in for the wrong reason, I would say to me in my experiences, it shows that they care.
Okay, not that they're in it for
because they know what's
correct.
Because they know, and I can sniff people out pretty easily. Yeah. I like to think I have a good perception of people. But if someone is genuinely asking about my Instagram on a level that I can understand it and mm-hmm. it makes sense to me, like it shows that they care about mm-hmm. what I'm passionate about. Absolutely. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, my next one, they make you want to be your best self.
Green flag.
I'd say green flag too. Green I like flag. It. Okay, so this goes with the other one. Asks to post with you. Like,
what do you think about that?
Maybe red flag. I don't know. It could be like, it's hard. Some of these obviously could go both ways, but I don't know. Maybe red flag if it's too early on in the friendship or relationship. Like, come on. It's like we went to Nolo's kitchen one time. You're like, let's get a photo.
Yeah.
Red flag. Yeah. It's a little weird. Like, maybe the second or third one. Right. Second or third date. Yeah.
Maybe like let you lead the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Occasionally you feel like the between the two of you is almost boring.
Mm. Wait, say that again. So it's like.
So like I feel like compare this to dating the guy that is like always bringing you up and bringing you down.
Wait, so is being with this person boring or?
It occasionally feels boring. Other times it feels great.
I think red flag. To be honest with you, like I'm not about boring.
Yeah.
Like it's so many of my friends and the people that I surround myself with, they do have big personalities. And I think I really get along with someone that is outgoing.
Wait, let me describe it this way.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like,
I grasp.
I know. Help me out here. I'm like,
we don't get it.
Like, lifetime of boring. No, thank you. So, so like, it's not boring when like they're breadcrumbing you, they're not texting you back, they're like all of a sudden asking you to go on vacation.
Instead of the highs and lows,
it's almost like so easy that it feels boring at times.
I see what you mean. Like kind of compliant,
it's steady.
It's steady, right. I feel like honestly, millennials is kind of a problem for us. I feel like because we're like adult children almost, mm-hmm. it's hard. We kind of are. Like we're like the first generation to like do our own thing in adulthood.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Rather than being like tied down to kids or marriages early on or whatever, we've actually just sowed our own oats and some of us are still in that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you get almost addicted to that like high low guy.
Sure.
Where it's like, oh, he didn't text me back, but I know the bar he's at. and he knows where I'm at.
I tracked his location.
And like, and oh my gosh, he's walking through the door. And
should
like,
we go there?
What is this? Yeah. He didn't text me back, but he watched my Instagram story.
Oh my gosh. What does that mean?
Don't get me started on that.
What does it mean when they stalk your social media, but they won't talk to you in real life or on like texting?
I mean, people that do that, that have done that to me, they're very invested in my life.
They're really curious.
Where is Jason going to drink? Where is he going to eat? Like they're invested.
But then they won't like. It blows my mind.
They're invested.
But it occasionally feels boring because it's just steady between the two of you.
I think like some stability, you know, is definitely good. But I don't know. I think to me, like when things don't feel like exciting, I would say like it can be a red flag. I mean, of course, in any relationship and any dating situation, like there's gonna be times that like aren't as exciting, but like I think like if you're always like working hard to learn more things about each other, I think that's an important aspect. And like I feel like some people are really good at like getting to know people, asking questions, like just the basic stuff, but some just don't show as much of an interest, and it's like why am I investing in you
if
you're not investing in me? Like, I'm talking about even just, like, what are your passions? Where did you go to school? Just normal things. Like, sometimes people just don't show an interest. So I think, like, that's a huge red flag to me when they're not engaging.
That's a good point.
Absolutely.
You know?
Okay. This, if they don't like to go out to eat.
Red flag.
Yeah,
red
100%. Flag. Who doesn't
like to go? Hold on. What do you do?
That is so weird.
Do you eat macaroni and cheese and watch TV all day?
Like that's what weird.
I've definitely dated guys that aren't as into social media. And that's fine. To be honest with you, like some of my friends have made a good point. Like, that's actually a nice balance.
Yeah.
If I dated someone that was as into social media as me,
that would be a lot.
I think it would be a little competition. It'd be a little exhausting. We'd be like,
Sure.
Because like, I need to get content. No, I need to get content.
My gosh.
Like, it would be kind of like some of these like gay couples. I'm like, I don't know how they do it. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, because they're always like seeking content. I'm like,
it becomes like a third entity almost.
It does. It really does. So I think honestly, it's refreshing having someone that's not as into it. But going out to eat is kind of a deal breaker for me because I mean, just like
it's so fun.
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if we're living in Minnesota, honey.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what else there is to do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like literally.
Like if we're not going on a nature walk, what are we like? We're eating at a restaurant.
We need to eat. Okay. Like, so.
Yeah. I would say red flag for me.
Yeah. Me too.
Red flag.
Okay. Having separate interests and lives.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's healthy in a lot of situations. I know just with like friends that I'm just thinking of, like it's important to be your own person. And I think a lot of people in relationships, they do kind of lose themselves sometimes. I'm sure you guys have seen that happen with friends.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
Where you know the kind of friend that one of your girlfriends was to you and then they get really wrapped up in this relationship.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what happened to my good friend?
Yeah.
Like,
And
as you get older, you realize how important your friendships are and how you want to keep them and navigate them. And I think some of my closest girlfriends that I've been friends with for 10 plus years, it's because they have went out of their way to really balance out their relationship and their friendships. And I think like it's not necessarily a red flag having separate lives. I think if you're in a relationship and you go and do your own thing and you shop and go to brunch and hang out with the girls and then the guy that you're dating, he has his guy time, watches sports, and then you guys have healthy date nights. I think there really can be a good balance because I think being around someone all the time, every day, living with them, it can be a lot for anyone. Yeah, I think it strains it. And I think living with someone is a whole nother thing, obviously. Yeah. But like, I think having your separate lives and doing your separate things is great. I will say it does mean a lot to me when I am dating someone or even in a friendship, like show an interest in what I'm interested in too.
Yeah.
Like if I'm interested in this reality show or I'm interested in this artist and I want to go see them at the Armory, if you're like, hey, like I don't necessarily love Diplo, but I'll go see Diplo at the Armory for you. Yes. That means a lot to me.
Okay, yeah, like 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, but on the other side, let's say they're into playing board games.
Yeah.
I dated around a guy, he was kind of into board games. And I'm like, you know what? Like,
not I can my fave, but not, you could do it.
Yeah. I'd rather watch a reality show.
Yeah.
But and see some drama.
Yeah.
But like
Maybe can be on the background.
Yeah, but like, yes. I'll play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You come to a concert with me at the Armory, and I will have a board game wine night with you.
Yes.
Yeah,
like, 100%. It's compromise.
It is totally compromise.
I kind of love it when they're separate. Like, I was talking to someone, I was like, I love it when guys golf. Please go away for 8 hours of the day and seriously. Let me do my own thing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, please.
Like, yeah, the longer, like, you're single, the less.
Go on a
less...
canoe trip.
And, oh my gosh, yes. Someone. A whole yeah. weekend? Girls. Honestly.
Like... Also, it gives you time to miss them.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
It gives you time absolutely. To miss them.
Well, yeah. And I feel like a lot of people overlook this. Like, they're told, like, go find someone that's interested in what you're interested in. Or, yeah. like, we might have some friends that are like, oh, I don't really fuck with Tauruses, though. Mm. Or, and it's like, listen, you can't be that closed off. Like,
no.
You know, actually dating someone that has different hobbies than you is actually, I think, good.
I think it's refreshing. And you guys totally get the compromise thing.
Like, yes, of course.
If you're dating a guy and you're really into the show and they're willing to make dinner with you and watch the show and be engaged, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then you'll maybe play golf with them because that's what they're
into. Absolutely. Like,
and I love, it's given Paul. Given Paul.
Yeah, if you watch Emily in Paris with me, I will go to a Timberwolves game.
Right.
You
know? Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think it's fun to see other people's hobbies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
You know?
Like, I literally just had a date and I was like, I think that we should now watch True Crime. And we literally invested in True Crime for like the whole night. And he was like so cool with it. Yeah. I feel like just openness.
Go with the flow.
Yes. Yeah.
Go with the flow.
Totally.
Yep.
Okay. Doesn't drink.
Not a deal breaker.
No.
To be honest with you, like, I'm not like a huge drinker. Like, mm-hmm. I love drinking and doing it in social situations.
Right.
But I'm like not a huge like drinker. Yeah. Like, I definitely like drink. I definitely like
get
I'm
fun also cocktails.
Exactly. Yeah. I love like fun cocktails. I love like I love like sour beers. I love seltzers. I love, you know, I definitely like I do truly enjoy drinking, but it's not like a hobby where like I don't need to do it all the time.
Correct.
Yeah. And I have actually had like really good friends, like even my business partner Jared. I mean, I used to drink with him. Like, he hasn't drank in like 3.5 months, and he's like, I've never felt this good. Like, he's like people would
drink. Your skin is amazing.
Yeah,
glowing.
Your sleep, oh my
God. Skin, just everything. Yeah. And like, he, you know, a lot of people do dry January.
Yeah,
and he's like, I felt so. I'm like, great. You're clear headed for our business. I support that. Like,
totally.
I just think it depends on people, but not a deal breaker at all. I mean, a lot of my friends have such fun personalities that whether we're drinking or not, it doesn't matter.
That's what matters.
Right. Like, true. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And usually, if anything, I mean, it makes it interesting, but most people are like more fun, I think, sober a lot of times.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
We did dry January once and we carried it on just like your business partner.
Yeah.
We did. You do feel like,
you feel refreshed.
You do.
Like, I can get so much really shit done
in
the day.
But then you want an espresso martini.
It's so good for the pocketbook, too. Like, you save so much money not drinking.
It is, totally.
Okay. Oh, this one is kind of a little intense. They don't fight fair. So you feel like fighting with them is not healthy.
Like, do they always have to be right?
Or like,
see, that's an example. Yeah, going below the belt, always having to be right.
That's a red flag.
Either like they listen.
Not into that.
They might like listen.
No time for that.
Yeah. They might listen to how you feel and then be like, glad you shared that. I'm not going to partake. You know, and that's like just.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to see like the other person's perspective. But if they're that like, no, my way or the highway, like super red flag. Like, I'm not going to like waste my time on someone that's like exhausting to like not even hear me out.
Yeah.
Like, and then like they hear me out and they're like, no, this is the right way. It's like.
I hate that.
You should be able to. I hate it too. Yeah. You should be able to see things from everyone's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even in friendships, even in dating.
Yeah.
Like my healthiest friendships, it's like, hey, like, Jason, like, this is bothering me. Like, you're being, like, a little bit too much right now. Like, this is why it's bothering me. And then I'm like, hey, like, I would appreciate if you would have responded. Like, it just, you have to, it's all communication.
Yeah.
It's all communication.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I have a last one.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
It's kind of juicy.
Okay.
My last one, actually, this gave me the ick a couple months ago.
Let's hear it.
No longer in my life anymore.
Oh, I know exactly what this is.
No longer.
She's like trying to like.
This, right. This guy is no longer in my life anymore, but gave me the major ick couple months ago. Trashes their family.
Oh, I have one that gave me the ick recently.
So like. Yeah. Like full on. Like we were on a date. This was like months ago. And just called one of their family members outside of their name. Ooh. Literally to me describing them. And it just kind of felt like, you know, we're both adults. Like, we both have careers. We both got educations. Not that that's even like
people. But it's like if you're doing talking about your family, who else are you talking about? Yeah,
people like, without that even should be able to talk about their families correctly. Sure. And it just felt like no. And I literally didn't see this guy again because of this. I felt like if you're talking about your family in a way that I wouldn't talk about mine, I don't want to spend time with you.
100%.
Yeah. Well, then they're going to talk about you like that too. If they're going to talk about their own family. About
it
like
I mean,
like
they that. Raised you and birthed you. And then they raised you and birthed you.
Yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't be on this planet without that.
You've got to find one nice thing to say. Yeah.
And I understand that not everyone has a great relationship with their family. I understand that sometimes they're strained or like, you know, I'm fortunate that I grew up in a family where I had extremely supportive, loving mom, dad, brother, siblings. And I realized that that's
fortunate.
Really fortunate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I definitely have went to school and known people that haven't had that. But like, I just think like, when all is said and done, like your family is always there for you unconditionally and like to bash them. And like, sure, like it's one thing to be like, oh, my dad's annoying me. But like, it's like when you're like genuinely like bashing them, like it's, I don't know. It's like a personality thing where like you need to try harder to mend a relationship.
Yeah. Or even just
like try harder. Like, are you just stubborn?
I would say what bothered me is like she said, like speak more eloquently, like.
You know, they might not be the greatest person instead of like they're blank, you know?
Yeah. Like that's what bothered me.
Like they're an F&B.
Yeah.
Yeah. At like a 5-star restaurant, we're on a date and that's how you're going to talk. Like it was just not appropriate.
No, I agree. Right. Yeah, I don't distasteful. Like that.
Very distasteful.
Okay, not into it. No. Not into it.
No, I have something that recently gave me the ick.
Okay.
Also not really in my life anymore. Okay. They were overly braggy. Like
we hate that.
Like
we
literally hate that. No.
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, I could be overly braggy about my food page, but like, it's not cute. No, it's not cute.
Do you want to explain why would I ever do that?
Us
some context?
You need to be grounded.
It's way, no, it's,
they would think
that that would make sense. So
they would send, yeah, that would make sense. You know,
what, be, oh, okay.
They would send me like pictures of like a Facebook post they were tagged in when they won an award or like
from like their hometown
or like,
you're like,
they bragged about, okay, so. Coming from someone, okay, so all of like my brother, my dad, my grandpa, everyone played like D1 sports. And so
we're a 3-generation football family.
Yeah. Not us, but our
we're girls.
You guys have played on kidding.
We were raised.
Anyways,
Julie did play for a minute.
I did play tackle football in the fourth grade. No,
I didn't. We had for 17 years. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But anyways, so he bragged about an award he won at a camp. I know. I was like,
you know what? Next.
I was like, I'm sorry. A camp like that you paid to go to and
that your cough parents paid to go to.
You're like, you're so cool.
Doesn't everyone get consolation prizes? I mean, my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Literally. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully they're not.
Are we ready for who cares? Are we ready for some underrated, overrated?
Yes. Start us off.
Okay. Sorry. Let me get to it. Oh, strawberry margaritas.
Strawberry margarita. Okay.
Overrated, underrated, okay. Or justified.
Oh, sorry. So. Yeah, we'll explain how you play it.
Oh.
So you will snap judgment, overrated, underrated, or justified, and tell us why.
Overrated, underrated, or what was the last
one? Justified. Like it's or not justified. Neither overrated or underrated.
Okay. It is what so it is. For me, it's like not – like I don't like tequila, really. So
you think they're overrated.
So I think they're overrated. So for me, I'm more –
That's a hot
like,
take.
I'm more – I know people love tequila.
Live for it.
Like, yes. I know so many of my good friends love tequila, and I totally get it. For me, it's a and mezcal is, like, absolutely out of the way. Like, I do not like smoky drinks, really. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I like vodka. I can do, you know, whiskey. I can do rum. I'd say vodka, whiskey, and rum I definitely like. Mm-hmm. I just, to me, I'm not a tequila person, so margaritas just don't do it for me. Overrated.
Ooh, overrated. I'm gonna say underrated.
Okay, Jen.
I like the margaritas.
I think it's justified. So we're all across the board. Okay, Minneapolis food scene. We already talked about this one.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's justified. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, like, really, like, I mean, for someone like me and, like, you guys have lived here your whole life, right? I mean, I've really seen the food scene evolve, and I've been so involved in it that, like, for me, where it's at, it's justified because there's all these hardworking people. There's all these top chefs. There's all these – there's amazing, you know, servers and just front of line and kitchen staff. And, like, I just think, like, it's a huge passion project and, like, I think it's justified where we're at. Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's like overrated or underrated. I'd say it's justified. I would say it's underrated in the sense that people that come here don't get it.
I would say,
it's justified to me because I've lived here my whole life and I think people that have seen it, but I think it's actually, now that I think about it, it's underrated because people don't know that Minneapolis is a foodie destination.
Absolutely.
They really don't. Like, they think all we have is like cornfields.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's cold.
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's so much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, come here.
The State Fair in itself is like a destination. It's the second largest in the nation.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a foodie haven
for
food bloggers. Oh, trust me. Yeah.
Okay. And then my next one, adult birthday parties.
I don't, kind of overrated. I mean, it's, the thing is like, just, I don't know, like, as I've gotten older, I don't care as much about putting pressure on birthdays. Like, I just have so many fun nights out with friends, like, as it is, that I'm like, to me, it's just like another night. I mean, like celebrations, but like sometimes, like when I've put pressure on going out with friends for my birthdays, like I could go out tomorrow. Like, I have plans tomorrow with some good friends to go out North Loop. Like, I could end up having more fun. I think when there's less pressure, like what I've realized in life is when you go into situations with so much expectations, you build yourself up to get let down.
Yeah.
If you go into a night with no expectations, you end up having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of expectations when it's a celebration.
Right? I feel like this is very gender specific. Like, I feel like girls,
I do love a good birthday.
We strategize. We plan. We've got the group text going. Because you like the outfits. We have the outfits. We have to make sure that the reservation is on time. What is everyone drinking? When is everyone showing up?
We're calling, getting ready.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I was like, girls, like, I literally brought my Polaroid camera to our friend's birthday party to take pictures of her. Like, she was like, literally
paparazzi.
We love it. Yeah. I would say, like, I love a good occasion.
I would say it's justified. I'm on both ends.
I feel like for girls, it's different. And I think it's just fun. And I like that, like, in our generation, we still get to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like our parents, it was more of something where they didn't get to. Yeah. Like, make a big deal about their birthday.
Okay, so avocado toast.
Underrated. So good.
I think kind of overrated.
I agree.
Oh, honestly, my gosh, so like, you guys.
It has to be done right.
Yes, okay, sometimes, that's, I'm pretty
sure. Sometimes it's a soggy bitch.
Yeah.
And ew, honestly, like, if you're paying for, like, a foofy toast, like,
it's going to be $15. It's good.
I like it when, have you heard of, like, from Trader Joe's? I love Trader Joe's. Like, everything but season. Like, I love, like, the everything seasoning I've had and, like, avocado toast and onions and tomatoes and, like, olive oil. I like it if it's done right. But honestly, sometimes I get it and I pay a lot and I'm like, this is disappointing. I wish I got something different.
I've never had a bad one.
Oh, I feel like I've.
Is there somewhere you like it that's, like, good? Can you think
of it? I get it sporadically.
So I make my own and that's why I don't order it because.
But you have had disappointing.
Yeah, because, and I know I'm like, well, I could have made this better at home.
Yeah.
And that's the most frustrating thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. So, I get it.
I would agree.
Okay, my last one is dating reality shows.
Dating someone on a reality show?
Or dating, like, dating like reality shows.
Like, Love is Blind. Minneapolis. Bachelor. Yeah, it is coming to Minneapolis.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I was like, is this
have
fake?
You guys ever tried out for a reality show?
No.
No.
Have you?
I tried, like, years and years ago when The Real World was on, I tried out, like, in Minneapolis and, like.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Was it fun?
It was fun. But, like, I don't have a, like, you need a storyline.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, yeah, you need, like, a dramatic past.
What's my storyline? Like, I'm a gay man living in Minneapolis. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
no.
Like, there's thousands of those.
Yeah.
Like, you need a storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, you had a drug problem or were abused or, like.
Oh, something sure.
Like a dramatic past that
you're not. That get played out.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, like, MTV. Like, I told you, I love MTV reality shows. Like, they look for people that have a storyline. Mm-hmm, and so if you're just kind of basic. Normal,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you need a storyline, and I think, like, it just, but, I mean, it was a cool experience, and I would totally try out for another one if, like, the opportunity was right. I think that they're, I don't know, I think they're justified. I mean, I love reality TV, and I know that some people think it's, like, phony and this and that, but, like, I've had friends that have been on, like, reality shows. I've met them in person. I have friends that have been on Love Island, that have been on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's some local ones here. Like, I definitely, I think, like, if you stay true to yourself, that's what matters the most. I think they're justified just because, like, at the end of the day, like, people can do what they want to do, and some people judge, but it's some people's dream to be on a reality show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, some people use it as a platform. I mean, I like those love shows. I like The Bachelor. I've watched that franchise for years. Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise. Like, to me, it's entertaining. Bachelor in Paradise is so good. Yeah. That's probably my favorite
one. It's underrated.
It's underrated. For like the streaming ones, I like Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And I like Too Hot to Handle.
Have you seen that one yet?
That one is really good.
So Love is Blind. Okay. Have you seen every single episode?
Yes. Because besides the new season.
There is one episode in the first season where they blow it and one of the chicks admits that they hooked up in the pod and that production let them. So I don't believe in the show. I was so mad. Yeah, it's fake. It's fake. That one is fake.
Well, Love we'll is find Blind. Out when it comes to wait, you're saying they hooked up in the pods before they met?
Let them hook up in one of the pods off camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because usually you just see them in the pods and then they're, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. And she was mad because he picked a different chick after hooking up with her in the pod. And I was literally sitting in our uptown apartment in like 2020 being like, what? I was like, I just invested so much in this.
But it's hard one. It's the same with The Bachelor. It's like I know. It's like months, and then they never stay together.
Yeah.
I've talked to people that have been on those shows, and like, you know, there's so many cameras on you, and it's interesting the production of them, and like any reality show, I do think there's an element of them being staged. I do.
Oh, for sure. Of course. It's hard because
the producers are suggesting things.
And they're good.
Talk about this. Do this.
The cameras even how do you feel? Making suggestions.
Yeah, and it feels natural because they present it in a way that it's not just it's staged in a sense of like, well, Jason, how are you feeling about this? You know, like don't be shy to talk about it. Yeah.
Their feelings. Yeah. They force you to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
I think they're justified. I love reality TV, and I think like I don't say they're underrated. I don't say they're overrated. Mm-hmm. I just say they're justified in the sense that like people can do what they want to do. If you like reality TV, awesome. You want to be on a reality show, awesome. If you want to use it to help grow your business, great. Like hustle and grind and do it. Like
I would say justified too, and rewatch the first season and see if
because some people do go on those shows and they have a really successful career doing what they love.
So
I support that.
And it's cool because I think we're all just so curious about each other, and I think there's like an element of engagement. That's what I like about it. You nailed it.
And that's why people love reality shows. It's relatable.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Kardashians are no longer relatable. Like, honestly,
Have you seen the Hulu?
No.
The Hulu one is way better.
Okay.
Honestly, I would watch the first season. Like, I've watched them for years. I do like them. Mm-hmm. I do think that their life is not really relatable.
Yeah.
But I will say the production and the way that the Hulu one is a lot better than the E. And I would say a lot of my friends that have been watching it like I have from the beginning, I think it's way better on Hulu.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. And they're about to come out with a new season in May. So.
And I want to see.
We'll give it a whirl.
Binge some.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Okay. My last one. Espresso martinis.
I don't know. I feel like underrated. People that haven't tried them. Because honestly, I didn't try one until probably like 6 months ago.
Stop. Are you serious?
And I love them.
Oh my gosh. They're amazing.
I love them.
They're literally amazing.
I would say underrated too.
Because I mean, some of my like guy friends, like they're like, I don't want it. Like, I feel like it kind of is a girly thing, isn't it?
Kind of, but
because I don't really feel like guys go out and they're like, I want an espresso martini.
They should.
Well, I dated a guy who learned how to make them. Honestly, yeah. And it was a good play. He's like, well, we go back to my place for espresso martinis. I'm like, yes, done.
Yeah,
that's like dirty talk.
I would say it's like, but like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Though, I feel like guys are like, oh, I want an old fashioned. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
You know, and we come from like our brother is hilarious. Like he's like a 6'5" football guy, but he'll be like. He loves fruity drinks, so he'll be
so
like, "Ooh, check out this martini!" Sisters.
Like I know we raised him on girly stuff.
He's afraid to like grab the rosé.
Yeah,
he'll be like, "Who cares? It's good," you know.
He will literally be the first one to say rosé all day.
I love that. I feel like they can be girly, but to us, like, no shame. Like,
no shame. Like,
yeah,
for sure. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love like it. I've had espresso martinis.
Underrated for sure.
On caffeine kick always.
With guys. And I would not even think anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would never think a guy is girly for getting one.
Also, I like them because like when I go, like if I'm like in North Loop and I've like worked all day, I've went to, it's like I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
And then it's like I
especially on a Friday.
I need that espresso martini to give me that boost to go to Cuzzy's, to go out.
No, like we have like 5:30
How many make it to midnight without one?
Yeah, on Friday. So like actually it does help a lot.
Yeah, we get up at like 5. So, you know, by 10 p.m. on a Friday, you need a
We've
couple.
Been going for a while.
You guys get up at 5.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm an early, I do all my social media posts in the morning. I usually wake up at 6 every day.
Yeah.
Because I like to get my day going. I get my posts out and then I can just move on with my day.
Yep.
If I have to, like if I don't get my posts out in the morning for like my clients and for Eats Adjacent, it lingers over me.
Oh yeah.
I need it done.
And then the algorithm doesn't support it as much.
And honestly, people are on their phones when they wake up from like 6 to like 9 p.m. Yep. And then when they go to bed 7 to 10 p.m. Like morning and afternoon are really good times for engagement.
Absolutely.
Because people are tuned in the morning and at night.
Yeah. Whenever someone's like, when are you going to post it? I'm like, I'm going to post it whenever I'm on my phone. Like whenever I have the time. Because like I'm like the masses.
If you post it like noon or 2, that's not a good time.
No. Because people are working.
Don't do it dead in the middle of the day.
No.
My advice, like 7, for me, 7 to 9 a.m. or like at night.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just like everyone.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Thank you for coming on. Put your plugs in for all of your everything.
Okay. Yeah. Where can people find you?
Okay. So of course, like on Instagram. So Eats with Jason at Eats with Jason. That's my handle, the whole food blogging page that I've been growing for 6 years. So Eats with Jason. And then my agency page is Eats with MN. So it's just, so the company is Eats With, so it's just Eats With MN. And in my Instagram bio for Eats With Jason, you can find, like, you can find the link to my Eats With MN agency. Perfect. As well as the website. So I think looking at the website gives you a clear idea even better of how I started and all of that. So I think like going to my Eats With Jason, shooting me a follow, you can find my Eats With MN page as well as the website, and then stay tuned for the YouTube. It's going to be Eats With MN, and subscribe.
Get it.
I love it. It's been super fun. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, I appreciate
See you next
you guys.
Time. It's been real.
It's been fun.
Love it.